Rituals and Traditions of Jewish Life. Astruga, daughter of Abraham, and granddaughter of Joseph Al-Gayet, married David, son of Mazulam, at some time during the year 1377. The two families came together, and in a betrothal ceremony known as a Erusin, the groom placed a ring on her finger, saying, "With this ring you are consecrated to be as my wife, according to the law of Moses." In the presence of a Jewish notary, the groom signed a marriage contract, o ketubah. Later, standing under a canopy, the chuppah, the rabbi gave the blessings, and there the groom snapped a twig or broke a glass cup, alluding to the fragility of human happiness and the destruction of the Temple of Israel, while the bride circled the groom seven times as tradition demanded. From a young age, Astruga knew that the ketubah was important. It was necessary to keep it forever, and if it were to be lost or destroyed, it had to be made again. This document established her rights as a wife and the duties of the husband, who had to take care of her and keep her, as instructed by the law of Israel. The ketubah obliged the husband to return the dowry to the bride or her family, if he requested a divorce, or if she died without having a child, a privilege certainly unusual in the medieval Christian world. At that wedding, a second document, the Chetah Arayus, was signed, which is described as a custom of the Jews of Girona, and that corroborated the dowry that the family of the bride had contributed to the marriage. Once married, Astruga had to take care of the family and of the ritual set out in the calendar: Hanukkah, or Festival of Lights; Pesach, or Passover; Sukkot, or Festival of Tabernacles; Shavuot, or the Jewish Pentecost. On the day of the first child's birth, God willing, relatives and friends would bring sweets and protective amulets and sing lullabies at the head of the crib. If the baby was a boy, on the eighth day, he would be taken to the synagogue to be circumcised, as commanded in the book of Genesis, and the following day he would be named. If it was a girl, she would receive her name on the first Sabbath of her life, in a magical ceremony, the Vihola, which had also been performed for her mother, her grandmother, and a long line of women before her over the generations.